Yeah, I thought we had a good day of work. I think it's been a good week of preparation, and obviously we still have meetings tomorrow, and not much physical exertion heading into the ball game. But I thought we had a good week. Yeah, really did.
What type of job do you think Brandon Fields has done this year, and how important is what he's done?
Very impressed with him. Very impressed. I mean, he's had a big impact on our team. Love the way he prepares. I think he's a hard worker. He's obviously, again, not overstating the obvious, he has an extremely strong leg. And he's a pro. I mean, I think I'm real pleased with how he's played. I think his ability to establish field position has been huge for us and will be as the season progresses.
Calendar-wise, how does you have a Buffalo game coming up right after this one? Staff at all started looking at Buffalo?
Not overly. Obviously, we've got to keep our guys focused on this game, but we'll be, as soon as the minute the game's over, we'll be driving back to the facility and getting ready for Buffalo.
How much tougher are those Thursday night games when you have to go on the road, too?
Yeah, I have some familiarity with Thanksgiving Day games and going on the road all the time for those. It's a challenge, yeah. It's tougher. It's a little bit tougher, no question about it. But historically, we kid around as coaches. I may have said this before that sometimes, we don't have time to screw up the game plan. You know what I mean? I think there's some merit to that. So, knock on wood. Hopefully, we'll play very well. But it's not that big of a deal.
Coach, when you're in the middle of a game, from time to time, you'll see a player begin to lose his technique or his fundamentals. When you see that happening, what can you practically do to help a guy get through a game in the heat of battle?
Yeah, you just get him over to the side and just remind him, get back and just the things you just mentioned, just get back to the basics. We tell the guys all the time that, at the end of the day, it's execution that wins games in football. Players win games, people win games, not X's and O's. That's really not the game that they're playing. So, we just ask them, hey, stay focused on your individual job, stay true to the fundamentals, trust the things that you've been doing since April.
How would you say the linebacking core as a group, Koa, Carlos, and Kevin across the board have performed and been halfway through the season?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I think they've done well. Obviously, we hope they continue to improve and get better as the season's gone on, but as Carlos and Kevin play a bunch of snaps, and they can handle both the base defense and the sub. And, Koa's given us some things, rushing the quarterback, and he's played. We like Koa's play speed and his physicality. He's kind of an old-fashioned football player, And the other guys have made a nice contribution also.
How vital would you say that the communication among those
three? Yeah.
Sometimes the rushing passer, they're covering.
Yeah, you got to be good down the middle of the defense. There's got to be coordination between the back end and the front end, and usually that's falls on the linebacker. So it's all the displaced formations that you get these days, all the bunches that you get these days. There's got to be coordination, and that usually falls on their hands, and they've done a good job of that. Not really. Not that it sticks out right now, Adam. I mean, it more was, kind of a gradual process. There was no epiphany, at least for me. I mean, it was more, watching his mannerisms, how he conducts his business in the meeting rooms, on the practice field, during the preseason games, that, kind of gave us the feeling that, he would have an opportunity to play well in this league.
Without betraying, obviously, confidence or anything, is there a story that you could tell us about that just kind of crystallized how he's handled the situation this year?
I don't know about his story, but, I mean, I think just the way he comes back on the sidelines that, his awareness has been something that, again, I think I've mentioned before is one of the things, I think, especially as a young player, I think all of us in coaching have been in scenarios where, you get a player and he tells you one thing, and the next day you watch the film, it's like totally opposite. And so I think just his self-awareness, his acceptance of responsibility, even in the Houston game, I shouldn't have changed that route, I should have done this, or those type of things. Think, if a guy's, in game one, can kind of see things that clearly, he should have a chance to develop.
And one more, how much is success a determining factor if someone's going to have followers? I mean, a quarterback's supposed to lead, and he's supposed to have guys say, you're coming with me, but if you guys throw interceptions or turn the ball over and not playing well, that confidence might not always be there.
You mean, are you saying like how much is performance correlation with leadership? Yeah, I mean, you know, the thing we talk about in leadership are setting a great example, you know, communicating with each, you know, with your teammates and your staff in a positive manner, you know, and caring about other people and not being a team player. And I think he's got, you know, he exhibits those three. I mean, I think there is something to be said for, you know, you have the proofs in the pudding to a certain degree. And, you know, I think obviously he's displayed an ability that he's, you know, he's performed well at times, and hopefully he will continue to get better.
What did he show you specifically that impressed you in the way he handled the adversity he went through in that first game at Houston?
No, I thought he came out and played better in the second half. That's really, you know, it was nothing. I don't know if it was one specific moment or one specific throw or anything like that. But, you know, hey, let's, you know, when we were jogging off the field, I mean, you know, the roof had collapsed. I mean, it was 24-3. I mean, it was their first game. You know, I'm a rookie coach. Just, you know, we haven't been with these guys. Who the heck knows? You know, and we came out, got a three and out, returned a punt. At least, you know, we got back and, you know, we just kept playing. So, yeah, I don't know that it was one moment or event, but just that he's, you know, he's been a resilient guy.
Coach, halfway through the regular season, getting the culture, getting the vision of this team where you want it to be, are you where you thought the team would be roughly?
You know, I didn't have a lot of preconceived notions. Honestly, I didn't. And, you know, since April 10th when these guys reported for the off-season program, as I've stated before, I like the way they approach their jobs. I like the degree of professionalism that they exhibit. And I think we have a chance to be a good football team. I still believe that. I don't know. I didn't sit around and say, boy, it would be great to be 4-4 at the halfway point in the season. You know, I didn't say it would be great to be 6-2 or 2-6 either. So, you know, and this week, you know, the best that I can, I like to kind of live in the moment. You know, what's that saying? Plan for today or tomorrow, live for today, and forget about yesterday or something. Real philosophical here, but something like that.
Has there been any talk at all about let's make a run in the second half of the year and try to qualify for the playoffs?
No. No, there's been a talk about let's play as well as we can against Tennessee. I did tell the team, and I believe it. You know, football seasons have a way of flying by. You know, and I told the guys today at the end of practice, look, today's November 9th. You know, if you turn on a tape recorder on July 27th, I would have probably said in our first team meeting, look, you know, time passes by. And, you know, you get one opportunity, the 2012 Dolphins. Every game's important. This one's a huge game, and we got to go play well. But we don't have to play well today so we can do something in January. We got to play well on Sunday.